545 migrant children are still waiting to be reunited with their parents more than 3 years after they were separated at the southern border. That's according to a new court document filed yesterday by lawyers from the ACLU. Nonprofits and court-appointed lawyers who've been searching for parents after federal rulings in 2018 and 2019 now say they haven't been able to find many of these families because they've already been deported to countries like Honduras, Mexico, and Guatemala. And in some cases, reunification may not be possible. For more on this, we're joined by KQED reporter Michelle Wiley, who's been following efforts to get these families back together. Michelle, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And I just want to take a moment to be clear. 545 children do not live with their families as a direct result of the Trump administration's zero tolerance policy that actively separated parents from their children starting in 2018, and that actually the children we're hearing about today predate the official policy. Why is that?
That's right. So these children are, these families really are part of the group who were separated as part of a pilot program in El Paso, which there was a report from the Inspector General of the Department of Health and Human Services who found that in these separations go back to as early as July 2017. So this predates the, you know, what we think of as the so-called zero tolerance policy that really came into effect in the spring of 2018. This predates that by several months.
Well, the ACLU's filing yesterday in this ongoing court case reminds us of something that you actually already knew, that these families were out there and that reunifying them has been an incredibly difficult process. Why has it been so hard?
Right. So part of the difficulty is that when these separations happened, the government officials didn't keep good track of where families went. And a lot of the contact information they have for them is several years old. You know, I think about how much your life might change in 3 years. You might move, you might change your phone number. This information is all pretty outdated. And in some cases, it was incomplete or just, you know, wrong. So folks who are looking for these parents to try and reunify them with their children, they're trying to overcome that hurdle and find folks who, frankly, have had a really negative experience with the U.S. government and maybe are afraid of being found.
Right, mistrustful of anyone who comes to their door. And in fact, there's a group called Justice in Motion that is actually going door to door in Central American cities and towns trying to find these families with the limited information that they have. How do they even begin to do that, and what's the process look like?
So as part of a court case in October, November of 2019, the government provided the ACLU, Justice in Motion, they're part of a steering committee whose job it is to work on these reunifications. They provided them with lists of names and contact information for families. So what the steering committee does, the first step is that they try and call people, you know, they try and get a hold of them through any means that they have. And for those folks who they can't reach by phone, can't reach by email, the next step they have is to try and find them on the ground. So that means, you know, going from town to town in places like Honduras, Guatemala, and looking for people and or their family members, trying to figure out where someone is to let them know that they might have options for being reunified with their children. So that's kind of the process that they go through.
It was already a tough process, but then the pandemic hit, which limited movement for a lot of people. How does that affect things?
Right. So in March, when the pandemic sort of was becoming news for all of us, the search was basically completely shut down, you know, not only to protect the health of the people who are called defenders who go from town to town searching for folks, but to protect the health of the communities that they would be going into to make sure that the virus wasn't spreading. So, you know, as of August, some of these searches have been able to restart, but it's on a much more limited basis to make sure that they're following health protocols. So, for example, you know, there are only certain days where folks can leave their house. We spoke to a defender whose name is Dora Malara, who said that, you know, she has certain days where she can leave, but it's very restrictive. So she can't stay overnight in a place that's not her home. And that really limits the amount that she can travel and how far she can go.
And just very briefly, many of these children have spent the last 3 years without any contact with their parents, unfathomable to anyone who has children. Is there a chance that, you know, these families will never be reunited?
You know, if you speak to advocates and folks on the steering committee, they say they're going to keep searching as long as it takes to find all these parents and find these kids. But I think the process is really opaque right now. We don't know where folks are. We don't know how long it will take. And every day that we wait, all this harm is being done to parents and their children.
Right. That's KQED's Michelle Wiley. Thank you for your reporting. I appreciate it.
Thank you.